Pick the Nintendo Shack and pray. Frederick from Fire Emblem Awakening says, yo.
Greetings, Koopalings, and welcome back to the Nintendo Shack. The Shack is back in action, as I have called this emergency meeting. We are recording early. It's not because I went on a long weekend. It's not because of that at all. That's definitely not the case. But it is because Nintendo dropped a big, lengthy, five-minute detail drop on Mario Golf Super Rush. Guys, and I got really excited, and I can't wait till Thursday to talk about it. The rest of the internet's talking about it. Andre Seegers has crappy videos where he's talking about it. Like, we can do better than that. We can do better than him. Like, that's the goal. That's the goal. You heard it, Andre. We're going to do it better than Game Explained did. Guys, I haven't played a damn thing.
Me neither.
I've been playing Chrono Trigger.
Yes.
That works, though. That works. Oh, speaking of that. We got a question on that.
Oh.
Yes, we do.
Zelda Gift World, I have a question specifically for Bland Explosion. In the last episode of Nintendo Shack, you said you wanted to get through Chrono Trigger quickly so you could get on to much worse games.
Oh.
Why would you try to get through one of, if not the, best game ever?
Well, I mean, that's a great question. I don't remember saying much worse games.
I think that was implied. Yeah.
To be honest, when I played it, it did set a very high bar, and I haven't played a game as good as Chrono Trigger since.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
I mean, I'm not quickly going through it. It's just how my mindset was last week that I have so many games in my head that I just want to play at all times. That it's very hard for me to focus on one game, but I'm getting through Chrono Trigger just fine.
You're very much like indebted to the backlog.
I am.
Yeah.
I haven't bought really new games recently. The only ones was like Persona Strikers. And
I mean, how could you? There's so many to play.
So many. Chrono Trigger speedrun when? Yeah, I that's a hard pass. I don't do speedruns. I can't do them. But I'm very much enjoying Chrono Trigger, like very, very much. Like, I'm still at a nice pace. I know I have a good ways to go. I just beat Nisbel on, like, that boss. It's like, I don't know, 65 million BC time era. So,
do you have different party members at this point, or is it the same?
I had Ayla for a hot minute, and then
she
went away. Yeah, she's really cool.
Yeah.
She was dope.
She's glad tough.
Yeah. Hardcore. But yeah, other than that, it's been fine. I've been playing Nier as well. That's been fun. So.
Nice. I've been playing some stuff, but nothing on my Switch. I haven't turned my Switch on in like a week.
Mm-hmm.
I did get a shipping notice though from Team XL on that Zelda Switch case that I ordered. So those Joy-Con in that mm-hmm. Switch case should be showing up at some point. So I'll have more pictures to share.
I was going to say, make sure you post pictures.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Hopefully the stream lasts together. We ran into, I guess, some sort of pixelation on the pre-show, so hopefully this thing sticks through it. Before we get into this week in Nintendo, let me thank those that support us over at patreon.com/PSVG. So thank you, Michael Masick, Barry Cathcart, Callow, Stephen Keller, Nick Creature, Rude Days 93, B-Mox, Rob Emanuel, Nick Fallhaber, Paul Calico, Kyle Hyman, Grouchy Surge, Devin the Man, Tyus, Josh the Bonesaw Borboni, RJ Kern, Horse Girl 69, Zach Adams, and Joseph Wilson, the new member of the Patreon. So thank you so much for your support and patronage and helping us do all these things that we do. With all the rules being lifted and everything, there's been many a floating of a house party too.
Mm-hmm.
So stay tuned. Maybe. Who knows?
Maybe.
You never know. It might happen. So, like I said, there's Mario Golf news to talk about. That's what I wanted to talk about. But there is some other stuff I think we should at least mention. Team Cherry has said there will be no announcements for E3 this year.
Womp womp. None.
No Silk Song.
I'm glad that they came out and said something.
Absolutely.
Because I think a lot of people, and I think we talked about it too, how it could. You know, it is big leagues now. And it's disappointing for the people that were maybe looking forward to it, but it's
more
far less disappointing. yeah, than if it didn't show up and people were expecting it could.
Mm-hmm. So good on you, Team Cherry.
Yeah.
Leaker Kelios, who's had the Pokemon beat the last couple of years, he says, yep, Pokemon Presents is incoming in early June to announce Pokemon Unite's release, as well as Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl's release date.
Now, okay. I know Kelios has credentials. He, you know, he has come out with true stuff in the past. He's more than one of the legitimate ones. Yep. But that being said, Pokemon has done something right before E3 for the past, you know, Joe Merrick talked about this for the past, like, 15 years. This isn't surprising. These are the titles that we need to know something about anyway, and right around E3, right before, is usually when they do it.
Yep.
So this should come as no surprise to anybody.
I wonder if we'll get another How to Catch Your Pokemon demo at some point. That'll be fantastic.
Guys, what's Pokemon Unite? What was that one again?
That's the mobile one.
Tencent game.
Oh, that's the MOBA game. Okay. Yeah. No, I'm good.
I want to play that one.
I'll be happy for you. I just can't.
I feel so weird. Like, the entire internet was like, ugh. And, like, to me, it was like, that's a brand new way of playing a Pokemon game. I don't know. Like, I don't know if I like it.
There you go. I think you're going to meet a lot of people like you.
It's free to play, love the game.
Yeah. It's free to play.
You just play it.
Yeah.
Like I usually do. I'll throw them $5 and see how far that takes me. It's better than Pokemon Rumble.
This is true.
Is it?
It's true.
I think so. It looked a lot better than Pokemon Rumble.
Okay. And Tencent knows Pokemon their mobile Rumble. Games, let me tell
yeah,
you.
Yeah, they do.
They
I'm know sure how to it will get be you. Better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then Garrett, you threw in here, Shin Megami Tensei 3 Nocturne HD Remaster. That's
a mouthful,
that's,
isn't
that's
it?
That's a title. And Famicom Detective Club are out now. Does that excite you, or are you?
I mean, I just want to let people know. Like, these are two.
We're going to shame the Pokemon game.
Okay, here's the thing. These are two major Nintendo Switch titles.
Yeah.
They're coming out. I just
don't know anything
to
about Famicom Detective Club. That's a major title?
It is. Like, a lot of people are into it.
That came out. Like, I see a lot of people talking about that.
I stand corrected.
There's a lot of buzz with these two
games.
Thank
you for enlightening me to the whopping massive Famicom Detective Club
community. It's something that came out like 30 years ago or something, and did they just do it again? And now,
yes.
Like, there's like a cult following, but it's like better
than
this
time. Is it a visual novel?
It is a visual novel. It's
okay.
More like the Ace Attorney people.
Dude, speaking, I was going to save this for tomorrow, but I'll go ahead and burn it now. Speaking of visual novels, Jack got the 10,000 gamer score punch card that like nobody has.
Oh my goodness.
Wait, the
so,
what? What are you talking about?
It's an Xbox thing. On Xbox, they're giving away a gift card this month if you collect 10,000 gamer score.
And that's a lot.
It's a lot. So I got him up on the YouTube, and we found Achievement Hunters, and we bought like 5 of these trash games that are like basically just achievements.
I see.
One of them is a visual novel that you can go in and you can turn it to automatically skip and to read the text fast and everything.
It sounds like
and
a movie.
You literally you open the game and you hit a button and it just goes all the way through.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. It's so funny. And the crazy thing is, I think watching it like speed by without any idea of what's happening made it more enjoyable because there are these little character animations. There's like a little girl and all of a sudden there's like you're in the sky and there's a teddy bear and the little girl has a gun and starts shooting everybody. You're like,
no context,
what the hell is going on?
I like this type of this is speed run in visual novel mode.
What does he get for getting the achievements?
You get 10,000 Microsoft Rewards points, which can be claimed for a $10 gift card.
Yeah.
So you spent money on these games to get a $10 gift card.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it wasn't like we're not doing it just to get the gift card. One, we're doing it because he got the punch card like nobody has it. This thing that they announced that like nobody in America seems to have. But two, Jack also wanted to raise his gamer score. He's been
asking
about
it for a while. Is it a physical thing that he gets? Or it's like on your Xbox profile?
Yeah, it's on your Xbox. Okay. You redeem it online. They just dump it into your account.
Yeah, okay.
But his friend has like 25,000 gamer score.
Oh, so that's a big
deal. So Jack has like 2,000. So he's trying to
level it out.
Yeah, he wants to get there. Nice. So yeah, it was fun. It was
fun. Wait, Jules in chat wants to know which visual novel was it that you were speeding through?
I don't even know the name of the game. I'd have to check.
If it's on Xbox, it's probably not.
Go to True Achievements. They have an article like the 10 cheap games that you can get 10,000 gamer score in like an hour or something. It's that one. Go do that. Okay. I didn't care about that. And Rebecca, there was like it was a massive Xbox sale. We got the games for like $2.
Okay. You know,
we didn't spend like real money. Yeah. We may have spent $10 to get 10.
Yeah. Okay.
I think so.
So, anyway, get the score up. Guys, Mario Golf. They dropped a trailer, 5-minute trailer. I'm very excited. I've got all the details. I wrote them all down. Thanks to Andre, by the way, for translating some of the Japanese website. I couldn't get Google Translate to work at all.
Oh,
and I was trying hard. They have the big website over in Japan already. Mm. We don't. We have like a little page with like an image. They've got a breakdown of like every single course and every single character and every single power up. But yeah, if I can't translate, I couldn't read any of it, so I couldn't get any of the details. So Andre's video had all the stuffs, but I wanted to tell you that I saw it, I liked it, I loved it, I was very excited, but I have some serious reservations. I was a little let down in some areas.
Okay.
Which we'll get to, but what about you guys?
I liked it. I I'm not a golf person. I've never played a Mario Golf game before. Any other golf games that I have played were very lukewarm to me, but I think this has a lot of potential, specifically the modes that they talked about, which I'm sure we'll get into.
Very good. Overall, I really liked it as well. I have not gotten into any Mario Golf game, but this one looks super fun to get into. But same deal with you guys. There's one mode in particular we're all hoping for, especially if we want to play all together.
Yeah.
All the time, really.
Yeah.
That's in the 3DS. So we'll see.
Ooh, Thrax says it looks like there's more effort put in than the last two tennis games.
Really?
I don't know if I agree with that.
Okay, yeah, I'm not sure about that either.
We'll see.
Waluigi, my boy, though. That's definitely my boy.
Yeah,
he looks dapper too.
Oh, he's got the kicks for sure.
Pauline takes her microphone and then uses it as a golf club.
It's real good.
It's
real, real good.
That's some style.
Yeah. All right, in the trailer, we see six courses. It's confirmed that there are only six courses, and there are six 18-hole golf courses. There is the entry course, which is the little park area, I think. The Sins Ansco Country Club, this is the classic gentle hilly area. The Lake Valley Golf Club, that's the course you see, like, strong winds, weather, lakes and cliffs and stuff like that. The Vigo Golf Resort, that's the desert course with the Rocky Mountains and the oasis that we saw, I feel like, a really good bit of. Monsoon Forest, that's the one with, like, the thunder clouds, the big, tall pine trees, like, the misty cloud of fog. That one, actually, I think, is probably, like, the one I'm most excited to play.
Yeah.
Just from the trailer, that looks like the most interesting. And then we saw Bowser's Volcano, which was created by Bowser. That one looks fantastic. I didn't see enough of it to really have an opinion if I think it's better or worse than the 3DS version, but I mean, it looks very on par with what we got in the 3DS game. It looks like Bowser's course. So in total, that brings the six courses to 108 golf holes that we can play in the Mario Golf game. So for comparison, I went and pulled down everything that we got on 3DS. So on the 3DS, we had four 18-hole golf courses, six 9-hole Mario World golf courses, six 18-hole golf courses that came with the DLC expansion pass if you bought it at launch, bringing the total of the 3DS game to 234 holes of golf. Now, I don't measure a game by, you know, how many hours you can play it, but there was a part of me when I saw six courses, so a little bit bummed. Like, that's
just six. It doesn't seem like a lot.
It seems like real, real light.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with that for sure.
My overall opinion, before we get into the modes, really, my overall opinion is this game does seem like it's a little light in the coffers at the moment. Now, I have hope and optimism because they supported tennis with so much content for so long. I remember tennis got such a big update, I think, a year or two after it came out, that Caroline and I were thinking of getting it then. We were like, well, we didn't get it, but maybe now we should. Like, because they kept supporting that game like often. I really hope golf is that way. I would like to see a big expansion, especially with some of the modes. It feels that at face value, obviously we haven't played it yet, but at face value, it seems to be lacking a lot of the content that the 3DS version had.
At launch.
At launch, exactly. And that's not even considering like kind of the events and stuff that they did, which we'll get into here in a minute.
I feel like they just to cut in real quick, they should have at least the bare minimum of what they had at 3DS at launch and then add more on top of that. Yeah. It should be, if, you know, by the end of this game's life, after they've added everything, it shouldn't meet the 3DS, it should have started there.
It should exceed it, yeah. You always want to make your new game better than the last game. Now, and maybe this is better, because one of the cool things, and we're going to get into the modes here, but one of the really cool things about these courses is they're not per hole levels. When you drop on the course, like Everybody's Golf, the clap hands thing that they did on PlayStation 4, you have full vantage over the entire course, not just the hole you're on. So you see all of the other holes, and they all kind of mix and overlap with each other. They all kind of interlace together, like some real golf courses. And that's a departure for the series. Like, that's new, and that's cool. And it makes to me, I get the impression that it feels big. Like, when you're actually on the ground and you're running around, and especially with how much they seem to be emphasizing movement on the course, with you running around and dodging enemies and stuff like that, that could, like, make it feel bigger, longer, with what it has. But no, I definitely agree with you, Rebecca. And there's already a part of me that thinks that it's missing that variety of Mario charm that the 3DS version has. The 3DS version has, you know, 6 or 9 great golf courses, but then 6 or 9 amazing themed golf courses. Like, you play on Yoshi's course, and you play the underwater course, and there's the Bowser course, and there's the Princess Peach's castle course. Like, there's not enough of that Mario Land here, even with, like, the enemies on the turf. Like, that doesn't make it a course, right? The course wasn't kind of designed around. The only course that looks like it was designed around a character is Bowser's course. You know, everything else is just kind of a golf course with some Mario stuff thrown on it.
That's true.
So, I was a little bummed out about that. They did mention their various modes, and they did detail them on their website. So, you have speed golf, the new fast-paced speed golf. Players tee off in unison and race through the course to sink the ball first. It's important to collect items to regain stamina and avoid the course's various hazards while sprinting to the ball. And every golfer has their own special dash and swing that they can pull off to kind of get power-ups along the way. I'm excited for this, and I think I'm excited because this is the thing that I'm seeing most people excited for.
Yes.
On Twitter, I'm seeing a ton of people that are really excited for speed golf. It's never been my cup of tea because I like playing golf game, right? Mm-hmm. To me, it's always about the score, not about who finishes fast. Who cares if you finish first if you shot 15?
I think these are all the non-golf fans that are excited for this move.
But they're very excited. I'm seeing a lot of that on Twitter when I was going through and searching the hashtag. There were a lot of people that were calling that out, like, this looks like so much fun. I can't wait to play with my family. Because, right, they're not golf fans. They don't care about that. Mm-hmm. They want to do wacky, zany Mario things as they race around. So, and this is also, like, not a new thing. Like, we've seen this.
Okay.
Yeah, we see some of this in the PGA 2K game. has a couple modes like this. We've seen this in the Clap Hands golf game where you race around and, like especially that turf war mode that they've got, where you, like, claim holes. Like, that's kind of there. So, like, this isn't new, but it's new for the Mario franchise.
For sure. Yeah, it seems kind of novel, but at the same time, I don't know. It could be a little gimmicky. Like, it could be cool for, like, 1 or 2 times, or maybe the first month. And then after that, we just want to play some golf together, standard golf. And that's why we want more courses and more themed courses, as you said, more style to it. I hope they bring in more DLC courses.
I think
we'll get there. Then they brought up battle golf, which is something I didn't bring up in the course details, because there's also a battle arena, which this is probably the thing that caught my attention most in the trailer. Mm-hmm. So this battle golf is a frantic variation of speed golf where there are 9 holes in play at the same time. The first player to score 3 holes claims victory. So when they showed this in the trailer, there was a Mario Stadium.
Yeah.
Like an esports looking stadium where the field of play wasn't even a golf course. Like, it looked like it could be a Mario Kart track.
It's a Mario Kart versus battle arena.
Yeah. And you drop you down there, and then, like, all the holes just appear, I guess, like, on these tiles, and then you just set out and race with your power-ups and stuff. This looks kind of fun, and it looks kind of neat, and this is different. Like, this is a mode that feels very different and new. I'm definitely going to play it. I don't know how much I'm going to play it, but I'm definitely wanting to try it out.
I'll try it out, definitely.
It sounds like an extended version of speed golf in a way. Now, I had a question with this one. Did you get to pick what course you're starting on with this?
I think it's just an arena.
Yeah, the battle golf is just that arena, to my impression. It's just that arena.
Okay.
And with it being so compact and, and like tight, I think it's going to add a lot to that speed. Like the speed golf, you're going to be racing over entire holes. It's going to take some time. This one's going to be much faster paced. Mm-hmm. And more frantic, because I could see the power ups and stuff.
Three, right?
Yeah, but you could have three like right next to each other.
That's true.
Right. Yeah.
Wonder what the strategy is going to be like. Are you going to try to mess up other people? Are you going to try to get as fast as you can?
This is more like a battle royale type of take on a golf game.
Mario Golf Battle Royale. Who would have thought?
So like if it's really fun and it lasts 2 or 3 minutes, like. I could see a lot of people playing that for a long time, mm-hmm. especially like I was wondering at the stadium, like the way that course is kind of laid out. I wonder if it randomizes at all. Like, is it something you can get really used to? So you can always have like a strategy, or is it like every time you hit it, it's a little different?
Yeah. I would hope
hopefully
so.
Different that's what I was slopes, thinking. Different holes all around. Yeah. That's hopefully
different environments, different. Yeah.
Did they say anything about like keeping profile stats or anything? Like you could see how many times you've won in those modes, or you know, you could kind of like compare with your friends and see your friends list and how many.
I didn't see anything like that, but that's a good idea.
Because I would like to see like how well my friends are doing.
The leaderboards? Maybe I'm missing that. Chat, let us know if there were leaderboards. I mean, I'd imagine there should be.
There should be. Right? They always keep those stats somewhere.
The next golf mode that they detailed was standard golf, which is the golf mode we love and have. It's standard stroke mode, lowest hole wins. And it should be mentioned now, I guess, before we get into the adventure mode, is that I didn't see anything detail if one specific mode is online playable or not. My impression is that you can play all three online based on the fine print with their press release. Mm-hmm. However, that fine print also reads, let's get to your point, Garrett, with up to three of your friends.
Oh.
There are no mentions at all of any tournament play or online league or anything that resembles what we've had in the 3DS version. It, to my knowledge, so far, what I've seen on the website and the press release, both websites, it looks like you can only play a mode with three friends.
What about PSVG League?
Our years long plan in the making of having the PSVG lunch break golf tournaments come back appears to be shot down at this point. Like, maybe we need to whip out the 3DS.
That's a very weird thing. Why three friends? That's really stupid.
It's an odd
I think.
Number.
I mean, well, the three. Well, I mean, it's up to three, so it'd be you plus three.
Yes.
So I mean, it's a foursome. You get to play with your four. So,
but all has to be in real time. I guess that just makes sense. But like, of course, we want to play with more than three friends. I would think. I don't know.
The thing that kept me playing this game for so many dozens and dozens of hours on 3DS was the online tournament structure.
Yeah.
The fact that we could all play whenever we could, not just in our own league, but with courses around the like leagues around the world. I played in the regional tournaments. I played in the global tournaments. Being able to post around when you can and not always and not everybody always having to show up at the same time made it a lot of fun, and it was very inviting to people. And I'm stunned actually to see that it's not here. It's by far the biggest bummer from this at all. I just assumed that it would be because
me too.
Mario Golf World Tour, I want to say, as somebody who played it a couple hundred hours, mm-hmm. Had active players playing tournaments for years.
Yeah.
I played a tournament last year on
and this 3DS. This would go for even longer, I think.
You would hope.
Yeah.
And Nintendo would think they know that too.
I'm not going to say that I don't think it'll ever be here. This has got to be something that they're working on that I just assume they didn't have time to make it.
Or at least just set an announcement right now. Maybe it's a later update. You know, they can add things in easily now. And Donnie's frozen.
While he's frozen, we got a Switch Online update that we can talk about later.
Oh, okay. Sounds good.
Update the Switch NES games.
Oh, really? Oh, man. Breaking news.
Breaking news. Also, apparently something about a Zelda.
Donnie, you're frozen if you want to try to restart.
Oh, you got... This is Skyward Sword Amiibo.
Oh.
Which I'm very excited about. Yo, that's awesome.
You're back.
Hi, Donnie, you're back. You're back. We have breaking news that we will not interrupt golf for, but we'll tack it on to the end.
Okay. Yeah, so... I'm hoping that some of this is just left off and they just hadn't had time to get to it by release date, and or maybe they're reworking like their online infrastructure for this or something. Mm-hmm. I want to say, didn't Mario Tennis's like big online update come after launch too?
Yeah.
I think it came post launch as well. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's just what's in store for that, you know, for our online leagues and tournaments.
Mm-hmm.
But if it doesn't come, that's going to be
disappointing for all of us. That's a big deal.
Yeah. I still will commit to playing with folks if they want to hook up and play at the same time.
At least like for like a Friday or Saturday night.
Yeah.
Honestly, the reason why I wanted to get the game is to play tournaments with you guys.
Yep. Yeah. Same. It's like the biggest bummer. The last mode that they detailed was the Golf Adventure single player mode, which they did note in the fine print, you cannot play with motion controls. So you can play motion controls, you just cannot play the solo campaign part. And this is the challenge, go from rookie to pro with your Mii. Little mode okay. where you can level up your little RPG light. A lot of people were very excited about this when it was announced at the start of the game, like the start of the first announcement with the game.
Mm-hmm.
This looks like Mario Aces challenge menu. Like this doesn't look amazing. There's like a couple boss fights and it's basically challenges like, go hit your ball through the rings, go hit your ball into the trap. You know, it's not the story mode RPG that was Mario Golf, you know, Advanced Tour on DS or GBA or, you know, any of the old stuff that a lot of people think and love. Mm-hmm. So,
it reminds me of like Super Smash Brothers. They did the same thing. It's like, okay, let's add all these kind of RPG light elements into our story campaign and see how people will like it. And you can be faster and stronger. It's just like,
it's padding.
I don't like it. Like what? I don't know.
It's filler.
They tried. Why would they do that though? Like it's not fun. I don't think it's fun.
One
much.
Of the biggest reasons why I hate the fact that we don't have the tournaments is in the Mario Golf 3DS mode, you earned coins and stuff for playing in the tournaments mm-hmm. that you then in turn bought upgrades for your character. And there was a bajillion different costumes and clubs and gloves and balls. Okay. And that's how you leveled up your character. I'd much prefer that system to this system, especially because in that system, there was like branded equipment. Like they had Mario Golf at events on 3DS where they had like a Callaway week where if you participated in stuff, you could get real licensed Callaway gear or you could get like a special, you know, Bowser hat or whatever. They had cool stuff like that in the game that appears to just not be in the plans for this one at all.
Hmm. Are these different developers like Nintendo?
No, still Camelot. Same
still
developer.
Still Camelot. Okay.
One of the best golf game developer, I think, in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next, we had 16 characters that were all shown off. We have Mario, Luigi, Wario, Waluigi, Peach, Daisy, Yoshi, Bowser Jr., Boo, Donkey Kong, Rosalina, Pauline, Toad, Chargin' Chuck, which is
what?
Awesome. It's amazing that Chargin' Chuck is in the golf game.
He's out of nowhere.
I half want to play with him. And King Bomb. Pauline, Chargin' Chuck, and King Babam are making the first appearance for the series. There is a tile for a Mii that's different from like your Mii. I think it's so you can change Miis if you have like multiple players, but I mean, I saw Andre and Game Explain, they speculated like, would it be cool if you could import Miis? I mean, that would be cool. I don't think they're going to do that, but it would be cool. And then from the 3DS version, Kamek, Diddy Kong, Birdo, Paratrooper, Nabbit, Toadette, and Gold Mario are all missing from the character screen. In particular, Diddy Kong and Birdo, I believe, have been in like all of the golf games, I think. Or at least the majority of them. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe not 64, but I think they've been in like most of them. So, you know, with those, I hope that they'll show up. I think if you had to guess, and we have a question, Gag says, looks like there's at least 6 spots remaining for other characters. Are we thinking monthly release content similar to Mario Tennis Aces? Other hidden characters that you must unlock or paid DLC like Mario Kart 8? I would love a Hyrule tour bringing Link and Zelda in with the Master Driver.
Mm-hmm.
That's the coolest thing I've ever heard. The Master Driver. That would make me absolutely go bananas.
You would pay a lot of money for that.
I would pay a lot of money for the Master Driver. So I have a few thoughts, but the first thought that I wanted to say was, yeah, if you had to plan for like character upgrades or additions that are coming in, Birdo and Diddy Kong are really good guesses because I don't think they're not going to not be there.
They've been in like
every other game. Yeah. So before I get into any of my guesses, because I've been talking for a while, what do you guys think of the characters that are there, and what characters would you like to see come into the game?
Charge and Chuck and King Bomb Bomb are totally left field characters. I'm like, cool, good for them.
Did you see Charge and Chuck special?
Yeah, yes. I did.
He like grabs the ball and just
like throws it.
That's illegal.
I like seeing these kind of offbeat type of characters. It's not just your standard ones. I feel like every sports game like this, they kind of have a character that you don't see that often, or a little surprising one. It's cool. It was cool to see him. I like Pauline. I like I like Charge and Chuck. Did you say that you hope Birdo comes? Because I hope Birdo comes.
Yeah, I hope Birdo comes as well. Yeah.
That's probably and my Diddy most Kong. Wanted.
Diddy Kong's my dude.
I have some ideas that you guys can enlighten me on. I don't think any of them. Well, I mean, I think obviously it's if you guess anything within the Mario Kingdom, like even if it doesn't happen, it's probably a good guess. So like Shy Guy's also missing, and he's been in a few of them. The Koopa Kids could easily show up. So I just think that's like low hanging
fruit. Dry Bones, maybe.
All right. I've got two things that I want to say. One, I definitely don't think it was going to happen, but I would love it. And I particularly would love it. I would be excited. I would love to hear what Rebecca thinks of it. And then another one that I want to have happen just because I'm such a fan of Mario Golf. So I'm going to start with that one. Mario Golf has a long history of having human playable characters in the game alongside Mario. And I think it's like super fun. That's why a lot of people know like Harry and Sunny and Plum and that stuff. I would love to see any of them come back. I would, you know, like, and they're not so obscure. Like, don't they have like Smash trophies and stuff like that? Like, they have like Smash, what are they called? Like ghosts or what are they called? Spirits? Yeah. Smash spirits. So I would love to see any of that come back. I think I would be the most excited person in the world. Yeah. Kyle says Maple. If Maple or Charlie showed up, I don't think anybody would know who the hell they are.
I don't know. And who I'd they be are. Like,
no.
Yes.
I'm not. These like, go way you guys. Over my head. These obscure Mario characters.
I just think it's really funny when you see like these humans like next to Yoshi. Like in a, you know, it's
or
really
next to Mario.
Yeah, it's a cool look, and it like kind of merges the world together. It also is kind of like very Hot Shots, like in a way, you know. And I like that about it, but I don't think that's going to happen. So here's what I want to have happen, Rebecca. I want an Animal Crossing inspired Mario Golf event. I want an Animal Crossing golf course, like the Mario Kart 8 track, and I want Isabelle and Villager to come in as. Playable characters.
Yeah, like that.
I think that would make me.
Isabelle
so
would have the cutest little outfit.
She would be adorable.
She
the little visor,
so
the little hat.
Cute.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
I could totally see that.
And if you could dress like your me, like a villager, if you could just play as your villager,
it would totally be Isabelle and Tom Nook. You would have him doing it too. You could totally
Ooh,
see Tom
Tom's
Nook
good.
In that.
Oh, he'd have the little
like
skelly
a little polo.
Yeah, the little vest.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good, Rebecca. Yeah. That's good. I didn't think about that.
Uh-huh. The special power would be about like building a house and having loans everywhere.
Or
and
money
just,
bags
like,
or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I think of a Nintendo themed course for Mario Golf, Animal Crossing is the one that I absolutely go to. Mm-hmm. It'd be so beautiful. Like I want all the pink and white and red trees and all the items and leaves blowing on the ground and all that. I want seasons. Like I want
the
all of that.
Cherry blossoms.
Yeah, that'd be so damn good.
Ooh, and that would be because do you know in Animal Crossing the pit seeds where like if you walk over it, it causes you to fall into the hole.
Yeah,
there could be something like that on the courses where if your ball hits like the pitfall seed, it would be like a hazard.
And I imagine they could give Animal Crossing folks like the items if they buy both games or something. Like maybe you get the costume or the outfit.
Crossover content would be good.
Yes.
Cosmetics, yeah.
I mean, it's hard for me to go against Zelda. I mean, because I'm always for Link and Zelda, and I would love to see Link play golf. Mm-hmm. But Animal Crossing would be my bet.
I think I got a crazy one for you guys. You guys ready?
Yeah. If you say Samus shooting the ball.
That'd be cool. That'd be cool. But pretty darn close to it, I want a space event. And, like, you're going on probably, like, the moon or different planets or whatever.
Oh, galaxy course.
Yeah, like a galaxy course. Give
That'd be
me
cool.
Star Fox and, like, Metroid type of themes in there. And, like it'll have different gravities and, like, different courses or whatever. I think that would be dope.
Oh, Anime Gaming Life says, what about a Splatoon course?
Splatoon course would be dope.
I didn't
even
think about that.
I can see that.
Yeah.
I think
go down a little ink or whatever.
Like the obvious one. Like the best one.
That would make me real happy, especially with some of the stuff that I think is missing. So I got a few more questions here, and then I'm going to turn it over to you, Rebecca. Let's see here. Draco wants to know, if I scroll up here, will this be one of Nintendo's terrible online games or an okay one? Also, do we know if there will be 4-player split screen for local multiplayer? I don't know. I didn't see anything about the local multiplayer. I know it's there, but I didn't see any details. I'd imagine it's 1v1, yeah, not 4. But maybe, I don't know. As far as it goes online, based off of the update that I got from Super Mario Party, I'm just going to say I'm not like super hopeful.
We'll see.
And that might be a reason why they're doing the online, like with just, you know, 4 people at start, is maybe it's not, you know, maybe they have tournaments and it's just not like going real well. So maybe like they're just working on it.
They're just holding off on it for now.
Yeah.
I just, there's so many online games that work so well. Like I just played Monster Hunter this past weekend and like anyone can join any quest, no problem. No hiccups.
Yeah.
Like it's perfect.
Yeah, we solved this problem in like 2008, but here we are. You know.
Is it just the game? I don't know.
The company. It's not the game. It's the company.
It is the company. Yeah.
It's really? The company.
I mean, so he's right though. Some games definitely do work better online than others. I don't have like a fraction of the problems.
What's the best first party online game? Is Mario Kart?
Splatoon? 100%. Easily. Yeah, and Mario Kart, yeah.
Yeah, Mario Kart's fine too. Well, the other, I played Mario Kart on Sunday and I had a lot of disconnect issues. I did like a tournament with lots of people.
I haven't had disconnect issues with Splatoon, but like just my recent recall, I've had a lot of issues where I've just sat, you know, for periods of time waiting for a room.
Really? Oh, now it's perfect. There's no problem recently. Okay. So.
Okay. So, yeah, Draco, who knows? We'll try. We'll try it, and hopefully if it's not like the last time when we tried. I almost threw my Switch out in the yard. Soundscape wants to know, man, I don't think Mario Golf will satisfy the RPG itch from the GBA days. It absolutely will not. It's going to be in line with the last Mario Tennis. It absolutely is. It has an overworld, but it's just going to be one challenge after the other. Nailed it.
Nailed
Spot
it.
Spot on. Spot on.
Yay.
G-Man wants to know, so as we know, the story mode seems to play similar to his Aces. Would you be disappointed with that? And would we get data mined for DLC characters, possibly like some that are in a game already, like the Hammer Bro, Koopa Troopa, and also Toadette? Toadette is in the game. You saw her in the background. Like, she's out there walking around something. So I expect, like, Toadette, Birdo, they're probably unlockables. They're probably, you can probably get them at some point.
It looks like there's spots for more characters.
Yeah, I think at least 5. Like, by my count, there's at least 5. You know. Carlos, I also have never played Mario Golf. How does this series compare to everybody's golf in terms of gameplay? Also, where do you rank the golf games within the Mario sports games, baseball, tennis, strikers, etc.? So, allow me to go first. Camelot made a lot of the Hot Shots golf games of yore. So if you grew up playing Hot Shots golf like I did, and you remember Hot Shots golf 1, 2, Out of Bounds 3, those are Camelot games. And then they transitioned over to Clap Hands, and then Camelot started making Mario golf games. And Camelot has made a lot of the Mario golf games. I think mostly all of them, actually. They made the 64 one too. So I think they've made them all. They've been working in a long, long time together. And then obviously they do the tennis ones as well. Comparably, they play very much the same way. The only difference is that Mario courses have power-ups and hazards that you would never see in a Hot Shots game. Like, you see them in the demo. There's fire pits and twisters and stuff like that. And it's up to you whether or not you like those sort of thing. One of the things about the 3DS that I didn't see in this trailer is in the 3DS version, that we had a lot of power-ups and like rewards. You'd like boomerang balls and bullet bill balls and stuff like that. I didn't see a whole lot of this in here. I saw a lot of the power-ups the characters have, but not necessarily items, but maybe it's there. And, you know, I don't think they showed us everything that they have to show. So in that regard, it plays a little more arcadey, but like if you just play straight golf, it plays very much the same way. Very much. I do think I've always considered the Mario's golf franchise to be a little more forgiving on the putting. The balls just don't break nearly as much as they do in everybody's golf. So on the gameplay, they're like that. And then for me, I would rank them golf, soccer, strikers, baseball, tennis. What about you guys?
I haven't played a lot of Mario Sports games.
Me neither.
I liked tennis back in the day. I didn't like Tennis Aces. I returned it. I haven't played anything else. I've never played Mario Sluggers baseball, but I really, it's really want good. Another one because I think I would like it.
It's really fun.
So I don't know. I've only played tennis, and I feel lukewarm about it.
That was something that, like, motion controls did really, really well. Swinging a golf club and a baseball bat.
Yeah.
Like, smacking a grand slam as Bowser, or like Donkey Kong. He swings with one hand. It never gets old. when you just, like, obliterate a ball, it's really fun.
That's the sports game that I want to come back.
That'd be really cool. I've only played tennis and strikers. Tennis, the N64 one, the one that I think it's the best, probably. And Strikers on GameCube. Oh, absolutely. I would say Strikers. I want them to come back with Strikers. Definitely. I want to see a fresh take on that.
I think Strikers is the best multiplayer sports game.
Yeah.
That Nintendo makes.
Yeah. And they only have had the one, right? On GameCube?
Two.
They've had two.
Okay. What was the other?
They had Strikers and they had Strikers Charged.
I on see. Wii? Okay.
Wii.
On Wii.
Yeah.
And they're both good. I like them both. And Strikers, like, I could see Strikers coming back in, like, today's world and having a multiplayer scene like a Splatoon. Because it's very, very competitive.
Yeah.
I could see that happening. And would love to see it happen, actually. I love Strikers. So, that does it for the Mario Golf. I got all of my thoughts out there before everybody else in the world takes them. For all the things I just said, I'm still very, very excited to get my 3-click golf swing on. So I'm definitely, you know, like, don't take any of my disappointment as any evidence that I'm not getting the game. I'll be there and I'll be playing it. And guess what? I'm playing the hell out of those 6 courses over and over and over and over and over again. But yeah, I wanted a little bit more. I had envisions of a lot more, I think, for the last 2 years you've been hearing me talk about this game. And I hope that content comes. I hope that it gets supported for a long time.
Do you think it could be kind of the same thing like Pokemon Snap, where they only showed the first couple courses and kept, you know, kind of held back the rest of them? Do you think there could be some unlockables that they just aren't showing before release?
Maybe. The website seems very clear that there are only 6 courses.
Okay.
Like, they detail them all. like here are the 6 courses.
Maybe not.
You don't think there's, like, one more video that could come out
It could be at E3 right before release, right?
I don't want to, like, blame COVID, but the first thing that I thought of was maybe that's just a little behind. Like, they didn't want to delay the game.
Right.
Like, maybe they don't want to delay the game and, like, they're just going to get out what they can and then keep working on it.
Makes sense.
I hope. Yeah. I know folks don't want to keep hearing about COVID and video games, but, I mean, it's a thing.
It'll be a thing for the next year or so.
Especially Japanese culture, and I feel like they treat it a little bit differently than we do over here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yep.
I'm excited.
Please be excited. You got to get it. It's required.
Mandatory. Oh, it's required?
It's mandatory.
Oh, okay. I can't get Final Fantasy VII Integrate. I have to get this?
Yes.
Okay.
Are you serious? Like, those two things are even close to the same thing on the same level. Okay, Final Fantasy VII is not on par with Mario Golf. Garrett,
you heard it right here, folks. You heard it right here.
Just like, do you need another Final? How many damn Final Fantasy VIIs does anybody need? There's like 18,000 Final Fantasy VIIs.
That's true.
Jesus,
that's true.
Take it away, Rebecca.
We had some breaking news in the middle of the show here, womp, I guess. Runs the risk of why we record early. There's two things that they have just announced. The first one is they are releasing a special Skyward Sword amiibo, and oh my god, I don't know if you can pull up a picture of this to show everybody, but this is probably my favorite amiibo yet. It is Princess Zelda from Skyward Sword and her blue Loftwing. If you scan this amiibo in Skyward Sword HD while you're on the surface, it takes you back up to Skyloft. So normally there's those, like, statues that will warp you back up to the sky. This will do it anywhere on the surface. You don't need to be at one of those statues. If you scan it again while you're back up at Skyloft, it'll return you to the spot that you were at. So if you're kind of you can do this even in a dungeon, you can do it in buildings. If you need to, like, run back up to the surface to maybe upgrade your equipment, get some hearts, you know, do a side quest or whatever, and you can come right back. It's like kind of a fast travel type thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like That's this nice. Use of the amiibo. I kind of almost feel like it shouldn't be tied to an amiibo. To an amiibo? But, oh my god, this is it makes me beautiful.
Think, immediately thinking of the quick sale.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so, yeah. And like, people are posting comparisons of like the first Zelda amiibo versus this one. There's so much detail in this. It looks so well made.
It does look really good.
I need to get this. As soon as it goes up for pre-order, y'all better send me the links.
I can't believe, I kind of agree with you. I can't believe to enjoy that feature, I have to give them another $10, but
I'll lock down.
It's probably more than $10. It's probably like a $16 one.
Oh gosh. Yeah. Will I do it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you will.
Yeah, I will.
It releases alongside Skyward Sword HD on July 16th.
Please be excited.
I'm so excited.
I am excited for Zelda, by the way.
You are?
I was thinking that this weekend, man. I have not been in like a really great place, like video game wise, like the last couple weeks. I've been trying to play some stuff and it feels bad. And I got to tell you, like this weekend, I was like, I really should just like pull out Wind Waker and play it. Like I've been wanting to play it for so long and I just keep putting it off because it's like, it's going to come to Switch. It's going to come to Switch. Mm-hmm. And you're going to hate yourself if you don't wait. And like because of that, I was thinking this past week and I was like, Skyward Sword will be here soon. Yeah. Like I'm in the mood to play a Zelda game. I was playing, I was watching Tony on Twitch replay Breath of the Wild and I was like, I feel it.
You're feeling the Zelda mood.
Like I'm ready adventure. To play a Zelda game. It's been a minute. I'm ready to
and
play
they
something.
They showed a trailer for this and how it works and the game looks clean. It looks really good.
Yeah, nice. It looks really good.
Yeah.
Like a nice. PC version.
Yeah.
That's what you'd expect. So we'd hope. That's what we want. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good stuff.
The other bit of news is we have our monthly, or however often monthly, SNES and NES titles coming to Nintendo Switch Online.
I love that this happened today. Yeah. And we got this question right now. That we're going to answer. Yeah, like this is
great. We did. be excited for Super Baseball Simulator 1.0. Do you read that as
1.000?
It's not a comma. Is it 1,000?
I don't know. I've never played this. I don't know what the hell that is.
Caveman Ninja, also known as Joe and Mac.
Is this where we get yelled at by the 40-year-old people at Super Nintendo's in 1993?
Magical Drop 2. Spanky's Quest.
I'm Googling images of Super Baseball Simulator, mm-hmm. and I'm not playing that game.
And then on the NES side, get excited for Ninja Dja Dja Maru-kun. I'm not making this up, guys.
Wait, it's Magical Drop 2, some puzzle quest.
That doesn't sound right.
Puzzle quest thing.
I'm not making this up. Anyway.
This is rough.
Nintendo, Japanese players get Fire Emblem Genealogy of the Holy War.
What the heck?
They do. Of course they do.
Why do we get the crappy games? Why do they
maybe,
get Fire
maybe
Emblem?
We'll get it when they announce the remake. They'll be like, and by the way. You know,
no, because they want you to
for
buy the remake.
$10.
They know Japanese players.
Here's a collector's edition for the NES game. We'll sell you for $60. Look, it's an acrylic statue.
It's a beautiful artwork.
Oh my god, I can't believe. Artwork. I feel that's one that I feel really good that I didn't get sucked into.
I don't regret that purchase. I don't regret it whatsoever.
You should.
So it's yeah.
Literally, gosh.
You can download them on May 26th with Nintendo Switch Online.
No, thank you. I'm good. Where's my GBA?
Where's that? Like, I wish we need to have gifts ready to go in the thing. It's like, no, yeah. I don't think I will.
No. I mean, this is really the best they can do.
No, it's not the best thing. It's not even
it's the worst they could do.
Yeah, this is not even the C effort that they could do. This is the D or F effort they could do. And I'm like, sorry.
Is this adding folks. Value? This brings our total to over 100 games on the service.
Game
by
Pass.
The way. Yeah, I mean.
What, it's just a lot of games I haven't heard of, and it's, I mean, these games don't look that
I don't mind appetizing. Games that I haven't heard of. I'm always willing to try out new games, yeah. But this, like,
but these aren't compelling.
They're not compelling at all.
Spanky's
don't you
want to
play Caveman Ninja?
Like, I need to Google. Like, maybe I'm judging it just
Google
by
that
names.
Baseball
I
game.
Shouldn't. I do get excited about baseball games.
It looks rough.
Oh, I've heard of Spanky's. I've actually heard of Spanky's Quest. Not gonna
of
lie.
All of these games that I've seen, Caveman Ninja might be the one that I'd actually try.
Is it kinda really? Like is it 1 point? Like 1 point?
Yeah, it looks
like,
corny.
Like batting average 1 point.
I don't know. Yeah,
that does not look like a impression. Super Nintendo game. That looks like an NES game.
It doesn't look very good.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't look very good. And every time we have these games We make fun of them. And every time we make fun of them, somebody pings us with a thing that they didn't like the fact we made fun of their old beloved games. And I'm sorry. I really am.
Sorry that you played sucky games back in the day.
I thought about this, and I'm going to say it out loud because I'm feeling myself. There is not a lack of 40-year-old people that grew up adoring their NES and the Super Nintendo podcasts out there. There's a bajillion of those Nintendo podcasts out there.
Magical Drop looks just like 10 other games that are already on the service.
Yep. Yep.
These are not good.
It's the Puzzle Peggle Quest thing. Now, okay, Tetris Attack is pretty good.
We have that.
But other than that, no, I'm good.
These are not great looking.
We literally have, like, other than the original SNES games, the Donkey Kong Country games, and I think that's it that I would really be motivated to get this Switch Online service.
My opinion remains unchanged. I think Super Mario World and Super Mario 3 are worth the price of admission to begin with.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I've said that from the get-go. Like, you have Super Mario World, be happy. It's $20 a year. Super Mario World, you're good.
Totally.
Isn't Super Mario All-Stars on it, too? The 2D one?
I don't even know.
Okay.
Think so?
I thought so. I thought it was like a recent.
I don't think it is. A recent edition.
The arcade Donkey Kong game is on there, I know, and like that's also incredible. Like, go play that. And you've got Tecmo Bowl. It's not that it's bad.
It is. Okay. Kyle says it is.
Yeah. It's not that it's bad. I think the service is great because it's $20. That's the caveat. It's great for what it is. It's $20. You get online and you get Super Mario World. I'm good. Now, if they ever raise the price and this continues, then I'm not going to be good. Because this is not, I have zero want to play any of these games you just read. And I looked them all up. I went and searched them all, and maybe that's me judging book by cover, but
it doesn't add value.
They're from 1990. Like, it's 2021. Like, I don't feel like I owe it to our listenership to be like, you know, I need to try that NES game I've never played before. No, I don't. Nobody does. Nobody needs to do that. Give us more trials. Give us more indie games. Like, do something else.
I just feel like when I hear the list of these games, they're games I've never heard of compared to games I have heard of on SNES.
Piper says Joe Mac is great. That'd be the one that I would try.
Okay. That would be the one game I'll try.
I wish they would dig a little, like, if they're going to keep adding games to the service, I wish they would dig a little deeper and add more of, like, the actual, like, licensed games that we want. Like, I know that we talked about them having trouble getting some of those, but they can if they want to. They have before. They
absolutely can.
They did it like, for Virtual
Lion
Console.
King is already on the eShop. Like, just throw that in there. Like, who hasn't bought Lion King yet? Like, if they were going to buy it, they already have. It's been on sale for $7 or whatever. Just cut them a check and put Lion King in it and make a big deal out of Lion King coming to Nintendo Switch Online.
Just because I feel like it's almost like, and it probably doesn't mean anything in the grand scheme of things, but I almost feel like it's hurting the reputation of the service the more of these low-quality games are. Like, it doesn't add to the service.
It definitely is. And I think
the public perception of it is like, oh, another like shovelware
Switch
Online.
I think it's
Switch
because they're comparing against the other services, but I can 100% back that up. Every time a drop like this happens in Jeff Grubb's Discord, people just make fun of it endlessly.
I know. It's hurting the reputation of it and the public perception.
Yep. And I here's the funny thing. As much as I'm making fun of it now, in those Discords, I'm the person defending it. Because I'm always there reminding everybody, it's $20. It's $20. Yeah. You get online. You get Super Mario World. It's only $20.
It's only $20.
Yeah, it's good. It's fine for what it is. But this is not compelling, as you point out. This doesn't make us want to play it. This doesn't make me feel better for having it. But because it's so cheap, I honestly don't even think about it. And I honestly think that's probably most people. They just subscribe. And
if you have a family account, you can share a bunch of accounts together. You can coordinate that stuff pretty easily. So,
Sean Capri. Emergency podcast for Mario Golf. Never, ever change. Hey.
You're so right.
Rebecca, I want you to read this first question.
Yeah, Kevin was kind of on point here with this question. He knows the pattern just as well as we do, that every 2 or 3 months we get a wave of NES and SNES games in the middle of the month, no later than the 24th. Like, we have their schedule down to a T. We knew this was coming sooner or later. Yeah. He was anticipating it. He said most of the time they revealed a week before release. That just happened. Sometimes 5 days before if we don't hear anything this week. about the next wave. Could it mean Nintendo's cooking something for E3 and 64's Game Boy Advance and overhaul?
Speculation. Nope.
Kevin, you will enjoy your magical drop 2 and you will like it.
You're going to love Kevin, it.
Kevin, never
baseball
change.
Simulator.
Hope springs eternal. Don't ever give up. Don't let the world bring you down. I like the glass half full versus the glass half empty.
Me
it's
too.
Gotta mean they're working on something at E3. Here it's gotta mean it. I love Nintendo fans.
Guys, have zero expectations on Nintendo Switch Online. Have zero expectations. No N64, no GBA. Don't just please don't have any expectations.
My answer before this news came is I was gonna tell him to stop doing that. Because I know I know exactly what he's doing. I've done it. We've all done it. We all know when and where Nintendo has cadences and anniversaries, and we all use it to make predictions. But here's the deal. When Nintendo cares about it, they'll make it whenever they want. And when they figure out that people know, that's when they change it. So it's like, just let it go.
Guys,
it's not worth the energy.
Just get a Retro Pocket, too. Just, it's okay.
Yeah. Get the retro.
Just choose the games you want.
Get a Super Nintendo Classic. I honestly think that's my biggest issue. Like, I had the Super Nintendo Classic, and that's, like, so much better than Nintendo Switch Online.
It's both
of you. I might get what you have, because I have the SNES Classic. I even bought the Super NT and whatnot, but I kind of like having it portably.
Handheld.
You know, I want to play it in bed, and a lot of the ones that I want aren't on 3DS.
3DS, yeah.
I might get a Root Garrett, to be honest.
Yeah,
I don't need to, but nice. I want to.
They're only, like, $70, right?
$80.
Yeah, that's a sweet deal.
Yeah.
That's worth it. Just
it's
dump
a sweet
all
deal
of
to
your
get
Super the, Nintendo ROMs on it.
Yeah, Super know, Nintendo, GBA need, ROMs, you're ready to go.
I definitely need an eighth device to play those on.
And you can,
of course
you
do.
You can stream this out of your monitor and stream it if you want
I
to.
Love that.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. It's a redundancy. It's backing up your backup, Rebecca. You never know.
Yeah, you never know.
Just you never know.
Game preservation, always
be prepared.
Right? Sorry, Kevin.
Sorry, Kevin.
I love
Zach says, what two game franchises from Nintendo or indie, etc., would you like to see come together in a collaboration? He says, I'd love to see a game featuring Shantae and Monster Boy, spiritual successor to the Wonder Boy games, since they both use the transformation mechanics.
Oh, cool.
Nothing comes to mind off the top of my head, so what
about
you guys?
Yeah, no, I'm drawing a blank.
We have the ability to blend, to cross the streams.
As I said before, Metroid and Star Fox together, that would be kind of dope. Like,
makes
that's
sense.
Good.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Both space-time themey. I'm sure you can create a compelling story with both of those franchises together.
Mm-hmm. Or at least like a cameo experience.
Or a cameo.
Star Fox lands on a planet. Samus just happens to be there.
That would be pretty
there.
Cool. Like a DLC mission or something.
That would be really cool, yeah. If it was a surprise, could you imagine? Could you imagine Star Fox game where Samus
and
is just
it's just
in
a
there?
Reveal of Samus. Just
people
oh,
just
gosh.
Find out when they play it. They're like, oh my God.
Hear me out. I feel like you could also add Pikmin into that mix somehow.
Yeah.
That's spacey too. You know, different planet and kind of scaling down to that size type thing.
Nintendo Space All-Stars.
Yeah.
There we go. Make it happen, Nintendo. Giving you the good ideas.
What about a Minish Cap sequel and Pikmin? Where Link goes down to that size.
That works. That's real good. I got nothing. I keep trying to think Zelda things, and it's like, I really don't want Zelda to mix mash with anybody else.
To be honest.
I don't want Mario.
Zelda's its own thing. Yeah,
Mario's done its own thing. I mean, okay. I was one of those people that wanted like Mario and Flood and stuff in Splatoon. I think that'd be really cool. So you could cross the streams there a little bit. I would be okay with that. I do Mario and Splatoon.
Yeah. Like a 3D urban city type of thing. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
What about like the same thing that you're just saying with Mario and Splatoon and like a platformer where we talked about that 2D platformer. So kind of have Mario mechanics with like the Splatoon Inc. mechanics.
I was thinking like he goes down the wrong pipe. Like a Space Jam type of thing. And all of a sudden he's just like,
he's
what the hell's going on?
Inkopolis.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
and like
cool.
It's
like
just
that.
All crazy and foreign and dark and scary for him. He's like, whoa, 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 whoa.
I like that.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. This is not going to get out of my head now. I feel like that's, if there's an artist out there that wants to make a mock-up of that, that's a good idea.
It'd be a really good, like, Smash like trailer.
It. Yeah.
You know, like, you see it, he just, like, lifts his head, they start shooting at him, and he's like, what the f-? Runs around the corner, comes back with Flood, and it's like, dun-dun-dun, oh, Mario joins the fight. You know, like, that'd be fun.
Hovik says, I used to pre-order games quite often to get guidebooks, bonus discs, or any swag that a store might be offering with the pre-order. With the Switch, I've swapped over to purchasing mostly digital games and having game loaded onto my console a few days before release. It's just not enough incentive for me to want to pre-order. Do you pre-order your games or wait until release to purchase, and why?
No, you guys go first.
Typically will not pre-order a game unless there is a... I still do physical. I don't do digital to get it at midnight, you know, as soon as it unlocks type deal. I do physical, but I only pre-order when there's some kind of pre-order incentive or bonus from, like, whether it's Best Buy or GameStop or whatever. If there is no pre-order bonus, I just go pick it up on release day.
Let's see. If there's some sort of, like, steelbook or whatever, I choose to do that if it's a good design. But if there's not a steelbooks or any physical swag or whatever, definitely a digital if it's day one purchase. I rarely do digital pre-orders. The only reason I would do them is so like, okay, I have like the funds and the money right now. Let me just do this real quick so I can just pre-download and be ready to go that night just to get myself prepared. But yeah, that's how I work.
Piper wants to know, Donnie, if you're going to pre-order Mario Golf for the luggage tag.
Yeah, for the bag tag.
The bag Best tag. Buy. Definitely not. but the answer to the question for me is it's a little more complicated than that. I have like tiers, I think. Mm-hmm. Typically I do pre-order games even digitally because I like to, it's how I plan out like my gaming budget.
Yeah.
I will kind of dedicate money. Like I just pre-ordered, Pokemon Brilliant Diamond, this week because I had a gift card. My points came through and I was like, well, I know I'm going to buy that. So let's go ahead and get that out of the way. So, and you guys already know this. I pre-order, I think most of my games for the summer are already pre-ordered. Cause like, that's just kind of how I set all that up. But there does come with like some caveats. If I think it's going to be a game that I'm going to trade at some point, I almost always buy physical. Mm-hmm. Like when it comes to digital pre-orders, those are games that I absolutely know are never going anywhere. So like those are the ones that I'm all in on. Mm-hmm. So like there's games that I'm all in on and then there's games that I want to play day one, you know, like there are different tiers. So like Mario Golf pre-ordered digitally. I pre-ordered like 6 months ago. The game's never going anywhere, you know? So like if anything, I'll buy a physical copy cheaper down the line and have both. But yeah, I definitely get the digital copy, but also because like when that game goes live, like at midnight or whatever, I also want to be playing. Like that's a big part of it too. But for some games, like my Fire Emblems, I've always bought physically and I always will because they hold their value. They hold extreme value.
They do.
Like they almost never, a lot of times they appreciate actually. You can get a physical copy Fire Emblem and the price goes up.
And Xenoblade Chronicles.
Xenoblade is another one.
It's a huge one.
I've traded all my Xenoblades. I've sold them all.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice. Because of that reason. I will get the Steelbook and everything. Also because of collector's editions. They always hold real value. Pokemon, I always trade my Pokemon games in.
Okay.
So I always buy them because here's how this works. I always buy two copies. I am that person. I buy one for me and Jack. When I beat the game, I give Jack my copy. He collects whatever he wants out of my copy, and then I sell my copy. He continues playing for a year, and then when he's done or the next one comes out, then I sell his copy, and I get the new one.
Why do you sell those, though? I feel like Pokemon games really hold their value, and they only go up in price.
They
try
do?
To get a copy of Heart Gold. If you're getting a legitimate copy that's not a knockoff, like not a Chinese knockoff, you're paying $80, $90 right now.
Well, that's a good point. In terms of the Pokemon front, I'm not a collector, but you make a good point. I think the best way for me to answer it is I haven't had any that I felt like I really loved, with the exception of Sun and Moon, which we have. So like the ones that we really like, I keep. But like we got rid of X and Y. I got rid of Ruby and Sapphire. We still have Let's Go. I kept Let's Go. But we got rid of Sword and Shield. It took a while, It took Jack, like, I think 18 months before he was ready to let go. But, you know, we eventually got rid of that, too. He was just done playing with it. But I think for the nostalgic stuff that I really like, I have digitally. I have it backed up. You know, yeah. So that's a part of it, is that I will get it later or get it. You know, it's like our 3DS is never, my 3DS is never going anywhere because it's like a 10-year, 15-year game archive device where all of my Pokemons are on it and all of my Fire Emblems are on. You know, I've got all this stuff on there. So with that, like I said, yeah, it goes back and forth. Games that I really like, collector's editions, like, No More Heroes, bought that physically, you know? So there's always that stuff. And then if there's something I'm on the fence about, or it's like a third party game, I'll usually get it physically just so I can sell it later.
Okay.
We are very different.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work. Every time I tell people this stuff, they're like, that's a lot of work.
It does sound like a lot of work.
Yeah, it is a lot of work.
I feel like you're saving money. Like, because you're not a collector, you're saving money. Like, that's going to just go towards the next game.
It's like
you're not really in it for the long
haul. I think about it like a mail-in rebate. Like, yeah. I'm getting like 60% back on every purchase.
Yeah.
You know, so like that adds up a lot over a year. So if you hear the podcast over a year and you're like, damn, how's Donnie buying these $10, $15 games every
year? Because you do that.
That's how. It's a big part of it.
And I don't, so that I can have a shelf that looks like that.
And I do have a shelf. My shelf is my Switch shelf.
You have more games than I do.
I only have like maybe like 15 or 20 physical Switch games.
Oh, really?
But they're the ones that are never going anywhere.
Right.
I see.
Like the Marios, the Zeldas. Like, Zelda's not going anywhere. Yeah. You know, like that type of stuff. I buy
the ones that are meaningful for you.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Astral Chain, I still have, you know, that type of stuff. My Fire Emblem.
Makes sense. Makes a lot of sense.
That's it, right?
I think so.
Well, great.
Yeah.
It's a tidy show. 1 hour.
Yeah.
That's quick for us.
Nice and tight.
Emergency golf show. Thank you guys for hanging on. I didn't really want to wait.
Like, you wanted to have it yesterday. I wanted Monday to go night. Yesterday.
You guys know how I am.
Me and Kara are like, how's tomorrow sound?
We gotta do it. I am also excited about my wife is getting her hair done tomorrow, and then the kids are going out on Thursday. So I'll potentially have Thursday, Friday, Saturday by myself. So if I could potentially not record and not edit and post and all that, that was also kind of a factor.
A bonus.
Yeah. And with all the Mario Golf notes and everything that I looked at, I was like, that's a show. You know, there's not a whole
lot. Plus the last minute news that we were able to tack on at the end, that kind of made a full show anyway.
Yeah. Breaking news. Is that Amiibo out yet? Can we order
one? I am refreshing for a pre-order.
Constantly.
You guys ping it. Like, send me a link or something if you see it.
I will. I told a bunch of people, send me the pre-order link when it goes on Best Buy. So.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's so pretty.
I'm definitely going to buy it. I got to put it with the rest of my Zelda. So Well, Rebecca knows this. I don't know if I said on the show or if Garrett knows, but over this past year, I've recollected all of the Zelda Amiibos.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yes. Yes, you did.
Yeah.
I have my Amiibo chips still. I still have all my Amiibo coins, but like, Jack was feeling nostalgic for the actual figures, and he started spending some of his money on like a couple of the champions and stuff. And I was like, you know, like when you're a parent,
it's time
you
to
just
get
know.
Them back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was like, he's missing them. So I have collected all of the Zelda ones, so obviously I have to get this one too.
I'm very glad. I think I've talked about this before, how I'm a little bit sick of all the links that they're making for Amiibos. Like, we have so many variations
Link. We have like 13 links.
We do have a lot of Zeldas too, so I'm glad that they didn't just have Princess Zelda here. They added the Loftwing too to make it a little bit different. It stands out, I think, from the rest
it's
of the
world
for that reason.
Just a Loftwing too. That would have been not cool either.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm not exaggerating. This is probably one of my favorite Amiibos ever. It's so pretty.
I can't believe I'm buying it specifically so I can fast travel.
So you can fast travel on the game.
You're adding it for your collection. No, you're buying it for your Zelda Amiibo collection.
That's what I'm telling myself.
I wish they had announced more than one. I wish that we were getting a Groose Amiibo. That would have been pretty
cool. That would have been cool.
Like, I can't help. I know that they're not as popular, but I can't help but wish they would do some of these other characters besides just Zelda and Link the whole time. Give us Groose. Mm-hmm. Give us Scrapper. Give us the Imprisoned. Like, there's so many cool. Gear him would have been so cool.
I would buy Demise. Gear him Amiibo.
Demise. Like, where are our like hard-hitting characters here?
I want a Tingle Amiibo.
Tingle. Oh my god.
Why do it, your cowards.
I would buy that.
Yeah, you would.
I'm still all about the Zelda amiibo. Everybody wants a Groose amiibo, Sean Capri. Don't lie to yourself.
What's a Groose?
What's a Groose? You'll find out.
Will I?
Game.
Yeah. Oh, crap.
Yeah. So you know what? Sean's going to get it too. He keeps telling me. He talks all the stuff about it, and he's like, I'm going to buy this damn game. I was like, yeah, you are. Yeah. It's a Zelda game. It's a Zelda game. You got to get it. Oh, I got those. One of the Joy-Con too. I'm gonna sell those too.
Wait, sell what?
No, what you got them to sell them. Of course,
They're gonna fund my actual themed console.
Scalper behavior.
It's just one. Just I think one. To be not a scalper, like you need 30. To buy like a case of them. Yeah, like, you like I've got 100 Joy-Con.
They're sold out. They're sold out, Donnie. You cannot get a pre-order. They're gone. People still want them, and they're gone.
Well, you can get a pre-order. Contact me at Donnie Reese.
The thing is, people will buy that, and scalper, and they will be willing to pay extra money for it. Ugh. And that, I mean, that's fine.
A Skull Kid amiibo.
I need a Skull Kid amiibo in my life.
Yeah, that'd be great. That'd be really, really good.
Skull Kid's like my favorite Zelda character.
That's really cool. I've always been infatuated with the Majora's Mask art. I actually personally hate that I don't like the game. It kills me because the art is fantastic. The 3DS plates, like just the game itself, but all of the like the artwork and the character customization, concept art, like Majora's Mask is incredible. Like it is, yeah, it's an epic looking game. Well, that's going to do it. Cool. Thanks for hanging out with us in this emergency Mario Golf Shack. And hopefully next week we'll have more news. Kevin, give us your predictions on when the next NES Super Nintendo.
Don't do that to a man.
I love leaning into this. We got like a... So the reason I'm like somewhat jaded about this is we got a review where somebody was like, I was listening to the show and then they made fun of... The NES games. Oh, they made fun of
so turned it off.
And I was like, really?
I'm glad you turned
That's
it off.
That's what made you turn this off? So it's like, now I want to lean into that persona. It's like, this is my heel persona. It's like, I'll play this character. I'll be the Nintendo Switch Online hater. Yeah, I can do that.
But you don't hate Nintendo Switch Online. You love Nintendo Switch Online.
I defend it more than most. Just like these crappy games they release every, I remember when Virtual Console was dropping like, every 5, 10 games. And to be honest with you, back then there was a lot of this too. There was a lot of games that hit Virtual Console. It's like, dude, what the hell is that? I've never heard of that before. But the difference was they literally dropped like five games a month for 8 years. You know, there was a ton of stuff. There is 100 games over there, but I mean, really. There's like 12 that I would actually play.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like
10%. And of those 12, I don't think there's one of them that I don't own. That, I think, is the more important part, is that for me, the reason I throw so many stones at it with the library that I do is I own all the games that are on Nintendo Switch Online.
Yeah.
I own
in
them
in some form or fashion.
Three or four times over, actually.
Yeah.
So like the Fire Emblem one, that would have given me real value. That's what I said they should have done with that one that they had, the damn... collector's edition for. That was so stupid. Put it in Nintendo Switch Online.
Trust me, I played it separately. It
wasn't worth releasing it separately. Like that's true.
The game is rough.
Yeah, that's not a good game. They should have put it in Nintendo Switch Online. And just sell the swag separately. People still buy it. So, anyway, that'll do it for this week. We'll catch you next week.
Mm-hmm.
Good night, Kooplings.
Bye-bye.